As a skin health professional, beauty and aging are the centerpiece of my research. And one thing is clear, if we want to age well, we had better keep up with our NAD levels. NAD is actually something I personally take every single day to give my cells the energy that they need to operate. And our skin also has cells in them too. NAD is a molecule in the human body that is vital to aging well and remaining youthful in so many ways. NAD creates energy, maintains healthy DNA, detects and uses nutrients efficiently, and even protects our cellular health. Unfortunately, from age 30 to 70, NAD levels decline up to 65%. Simply put, when NAD levels decline, aging accelerates. That's why if you care about slowing aging, you need to get Qualia NAD. Qualia NAD is a clinically tested supplement that can boost your NAD levels up to 50%. It's vegan, non-GMO, with three key naturally derived ingredients called NAD precursors that your body can readily convert into NAD, and 11 additional ingredients that support your body's NAD production. Qualia NAD is the easiest way to support your NAD levels deep into life, so you can stop losing one of the most vital molecules in your body now for remaining youthful and in your prime. So if you're over age 30, help stop your declining NAD levels with Qualia NAD risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/radiance and use code radiance for an additional 15% off. That's Qualia NAD at neurohacker.com/radiance with code radiance to age incredibly well from the inside and out. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts, and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome everyone to today's episode on the Rachel Varga podcast. I'm thrilled to have you joining me here today. And in today's episode, we are going to talk all about improving gut health and how improving our gut health can help to slow our aging process and slow aging in general. And what is the link between gut health and overall inflammation in the body and also gut health and our mind, because when our brains are functioning better, we're going to have a better regulation of hormones and all that good stuff. So we're going to talk about ways to manage all of that with Tina from Just Thrive. And thank you everyone for joining me here today on the show. Please subscribe, like, and share this episode with a friend or a family member. And many blessings to you and your loved one. Don't forget to reach out with any questions you have from anything I talk about in today's show. You can email me directly at info@rachelvarga.ca, and all my contact details and ways that I can support you and your skin journey from the inside out are in the description of this episode. So let me tell you a little bit about today's guest. We have Tina Anderson from Just Thrive. She's the CEO and co-founder. And Tina Anderson's journey into the world of health has a unique start and some unusual turns. She began her career as a trial lawyer who specialized in settling cases by bringing both sides together, a personal passion of hers. Once her second child arrived, Tina left that high-stress job behind so she could focus on her family. And luckily, she was still able to use her considerable legal skills to point her career in a new direction as the in-house counsel for a family pharmaceutical company. What Tina saw there made her change direction again. Frustrated by the many abuses in the pharmaceutical industry, Tina turned towards the field of natural health and found her life's work. She channeled her energy into learning all she could about disease prevention and good health maintenance. That led her to discover the importance of gut health and how connected and crucial it is for overall health and wellness. To share her discovery with the world, Tina, along with her husband, created a unique supplement brand that contains the superior probiotic strains of renowned researcher, Dr. Simon Cutting. By promoting gut health and probiotics, Tina shares her passion for wellness, helping others live their best physical and emotional lives. And we're going to be talking about how focusing on our gut health actually just will help us balance those aspects of ourselves. So welcome, Tina Anderson, the CEO and co-founder of Just Thrive. How are you today?
Oh, thank you, Rachel. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Wonderful. It's the sun is shining. Spring is here. I'm really excited to move into this next season, get a little bit more sunshine on the body. The sunshine kind of like lifts my mood a little bit. So I'm sure you're noticing that.
Oh, yeah. And the longer days has been really nice too. So I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's great to have you back on the show. You've been on the show here before, and your products are really helpful for me for getting my gut sorted out. I even got my parents on your products as well. And I'm curious, why is it important for us to optimize our gut health to slow aging based on your research and understanding?
Yeah, so we know that the gut is responsible for virtually every aspect of our overall health. And we know as we age, certain functions are not operating as well as they were before. Number one being our immune system. You know, our immune system, 80% of it is found in our gut lining. And we know that our immune cells will not even be signaled to work in unless the gut bacteria is signaling those immune cells. So we may have fully functioning natural killer cells and dendritic cells and macrophages, and we have all of these immune cells. But if we do not have the bacteria working optimally, it will not actually signal the immune system. So number one, we want to keep our immune system primed as we age. That's critical to, you know, get sick less often, to try to fight off any diseases that come our way. So really supporting your gut health is key to supporting your immune system. We've been screaming this from the rooftops for years, well before COVID hit. I mean, we have got to focus on our gut health when it comes to our immune health. And so, you know, that's one area. The other is energy. You know, as we age, we lose energy. And I see this all the time. People start our product and they're like, was I supposed to get more energy? Because I feel like I have more energy. And it's like one of the hidden side effects of it. You know, I always say in the pharmaceutical world, all the side effects include, you know, suicidal thoughts and depression and all these awful things. Whereas in our space that, you know, when you're taking a probiotic supplement, especially a spore-based probiotic, your side effects are better weight management, better mood, having more energy. So between the immune system, having more energy and having, and being able to manage weight better. As people age, they tend to gain more weight. And so that's another big factor. And we know the bacteria in our gut is dictating how we are metabolizing our food, how we're burning fat. We know that spore-based probiotics increase short-chain fatty acid production, and that helps with fat-burning metabolism. So those are just a few of the reasons. And then, of course, the skin issue is another big thing with, you know, aging. In fact, in our product, ours is called a probiotic and antioxidant, because one of the strains in our product, actually, it's called Bacillus indicus HU36. That strain actually produces carotenoids, antioxidants, right inside of the intestines. So things like alpha and beta carotene, lycopene, lutein, astaxanthin, all these carotenoids are being produced right inside of the intestines, exactly where they need to be absorbed. So that's really huge for overall skin health and beauty. You know, carotenoids are, they always talk about pink flamingos. That's where pink flamingos get their color, is from carotenoids. And so these pink flamingos, that's how they attract a mate, depending on how deep pink their skin color is. So those pink flamingos are a sign, or the richness in their color is a sign of health. And so it's the same thing with us. Our carotenoids are a sign. Having more carotenoids is indicative of being able to fight off free radicals, being able to combat oxidative stress within the gut and then within our whole microbiome, which is around our whole body. So lots of things to factor in when it comes to aging and gut health.
Yeah, definitely. And I actually came across a doctor recently, and unfortunately, this doctor did not look very healthy at all. You know, Western trained kind of doctor, and just his eyelids were so incredibly red and puffy and inflamed. So that's like the number one way you can actually tell if someone's inflamed is actually, how does their skin look? Their, you know, is their skin red? diffuse redness, inflamed? Are their eyelids puffy? Are their eyelids a little bit swollen and red? These are like key indicators. So if you're looking in the mirror and you're noticing what I'm mentioning, you really need to get on top of your overall inflammation in your body. So that's great that your products contain all those added agents. One of the things that I really love about your products is that they're pre and probiotics with antibiotic or sorry, antioxidants. So you're also getting that combined synergistic effect too. And yeah, the whole thing with weight gain, if we have a lot of toxins floating around in our bodies, if our immune system isn't functioning, we want our bodies to work like egg beaters so that when we're exposed to environmental toxins, it just kicks everything out. So that's why having a healthy immune system is also going to help to lower inflammation. Yes, you're going to have better energy. And leaky gut is something, a leaky gut, so basically inflammation from your intestines can then leak through your gut to your periphery of your body. And that's essentially when your body's trying to mitigate inflammation, it's actually drawing essentially some of your life force to fight off inflammation. So of course it's going to interfere with your energy. What are some of the other things that you've noticed with your product research, with how your products can actually help to support skin and continue to slow aging?
Well, I think a lot of the things you mentioned, you see people who have, they start to see less puffiness in their eyes. And then of course, when you're sleeping better, your eyes look better, your skin looks better. All of those things are all really important. The other thing that we have to remember too is that we could be eating all these healthy foods, all these foods that are rich in nutrients, but if your gut is inflamed, it's not absorbing those nutrients. And so we have to remember that, like, this is foundational for health, is to be taking care of your gut. In addition to, beauty and aging and all of those aspects, we know that the gut is, if it is inflamed in any way, it's not absorbing nutrients. We used to say you are what you eat. It's really you are what you absorb. And so if you have gut dysbiosis, if you have gut issues going on, you are not absorbing all of these nutrients that are really important. And then these, you see that in the skin. And so we see people having more energy, better weight management, better sleep. And these are all like kind of the side effects. Maybe they didn't come to the product initially for that reason. They may have come to it because they had some gastrointestinal issues, they had some gas or bloating, whatever it may be. But then they all of a sudden start seeing these great side effects from it, because when you start taking care of your gut, everything else seems to start falling into place.
Yeah, and just because an influencer tells you to eat kale and tomatoes and bell peppers doesn't actually mean it's good advice. There's a lot of really bad free advice out there. So eating specific to you through different biohacking gut health tests, which you can actually find my top picks over at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. That's also where you will find a link to purchase Just Thrive. And actually, Tina, thank you so much for extending to everybody promo code VARGA15 for 15% off of your next order. So thanks. I wasn't expecting that type of discount for our audience here and the community. So I'm really grateful for that.
Yeah.
So can you explain to us a little bit about the gut brain axis and why is this important? How can we get our brains to function better by maybe helping our gut to function better too?
Yeah, absolutely. So we know that the gut is sending signals all the time to the brain, and the brain is sending signals back to the gut. So there's this two-way communication superhighway between the gut and the brain, and that's done through the vagus nerve. And so this is a really important aspect of health, because we know, first of all, in the gut, we know that serotonin is produced in our gut. 90% of our serotonin, which of course is the happy hormone, is produced in our gut. Dopamine is produced in our gut. GABA, the calming hormone, is produced in our gut. And so we know that there's this connection between the gut and the brain, and they're constantly sending signals back and forth to each other. And just like, we'll say, oh, I felt butterflies in my stomach. And that's because, that's just not, you're ma not making that up. I mean, that's the brain sending signals to the gut. And so I'll always tell people when they say, what can I do to improve my gut health? I have a whole bunch of things I recommend. But one of the things I always recommend is meditation or deep breathing or whatever lifestyle hack you have to just calm yourself down. Because the more calm you are, the better able you're able to handle stress, the better your gut will be. And the reverse is true. The healthier your gut is, the better your mood could be. So they go hand in hand. It's really critical. And you never know, is it, you know, the chicken or the egg, but we just know that they're constantly talking to each other.
Yeah, I in my spare time while I get ready and stuff, I actually love to listen in on different videos on like finance and trading and stuff like that. So one of the things that came up was trader gut. So all these guys that are super stressed out on like the trading floor, they're popping Pepto-Bismol like it's going out of style. Yeah, and so there you go. There is absolutely this tie between being stressed out and having gut health impairment. But also one of the things that I've learned recently is if your spine and your sacrum and your hips are actually out of alignment, you're going to even have nerve innervation impacting your gut as well and you might feel like things like constipation. So the gut really is connected with absolutely everything. When you're talking about nervous system innervation, that's really cool too, actually. So when you were more calm, Tina, because you're a busy CEO, co-founder of the company, when you're more calm, you feel like your gut is settled. And then maybe when you get a stressed out, what do you feel? And then which products of yours do you lean towards?
Yeah. Well, of course, there's no supplement or no diet that could change, you know, just changing your lifestyle. If you are, I mean, I know for us, you know, we started this business. I have three kids. I still have three kids, but now they're older. But at the time, three kids, you know, high school sports, running around, running this business, we would never sacrifice any of our kids' games or anything like that for the business. But then I kind of sacrificed myself in the process. So I just think it's interesting because I will always say that products are, that's what they are, supplements, but you have to really focus on your, you know, changing your lifestyle. If you have a really stressful lifestyle that you can't handle well, you have to change that, because otherwise, and like for us, but you know, we started hiring a team and now, you know, now we have a whole team and that's been great, but we grew to a point just with my husband and I really for so many years doing it on our own. And it was crazy. And now we have a, you know, like I said, a whole team and it's been better, but that was really the biggest hack I had, was just changing my lifestyle by hiring people and letting go of the control of it, which is hard for people to do. But of course, taking the spore-based probiotic is huge. I mean, it's just huge. It's the easiest thing you could do. It's one capsule a day with food. It's just so easy. And we know from the research what it's doing, you know, helping with the leaky gut. And I could go into that in a moment, but it's the probiotic is huge. The prebiotic is also huge because we know that what the probiotic is doing is it's kind of the gardener of the gut. It's getting rid of that pathogenic bacteria, but it's helping our beneficial bacteria thrive inside of the gut. And then the prebiotic is kind of that fertilizer in the garden. It's going in and feeding the beneficial bacteria. And the key with our prebiotic, which is different than many prebiotics out there, is that it's only targeting the beneficial bacteria. So it's not targeting the pathogenic bacteria. So foundationally, the prebiotic and the probiotic are the huge ones.
Amazing. And last year when I tried your products for the first time, I did actually notice a pretty quick change with just how good I felt being on them. And my mom was having some GI issues, so I picked up some of your products for her as well. I think this was like last winter. So yeah, I've known about your products for a long time. You do make some great products. So when you're talking about spore-based products, what do we need to know about spore-based probiotics, and what are some of the myths around it as well? Because I know you can pick up a, you know, pre-probiotic from your grocer or your health food store, but I kind of question the quality of a lot of those over-the-counter products, just like there's quality differences in like practitioner medical grade products, like what I offer to my clients versus what you can get on the counter. So what's the difference with your products and really what sets it apart?
Yeah, it's funny that you said that, because one of the reasons we left the pharmaceutical industries is we just saw the abuse of a lot of the products out there that, you know, it just was pushing pills and never people weren't ever getting better. And so one of the things that was really important to us when we launched Just Thrive was that we brought products that were researched. You know, we're huge believers in supplements, but just like any industry, there's people who abuse it and take advantage of it and sell snake oil. And so we were really about elevating the standards in the supplement space. So we started doing double-blind human clinical trials, which is unheard of in the supplement space. And we have a double-blind human clinical trial on leaky gut or metabolic endotoxemia. And so what we did with the spore-based probiotic, so yeah, I'll define what the spore-based probiotic is. It's basically spore-based means that it has this endospore shell around itself. So it has this endospore shell that allows it to get through the gastric system and enter into the intestines 100% alive. So what happens, most probiotics on the market have difficulty with that journey. They need to get to the intestines alive. They need to be 100% alive when they get to the intestines. And most of them never make it through the body temperature, which is 98.6, and much less the gastric system. The stomach is meant to be the gastric barrier. It's meant to be very acidic. And so most probiotics strains will die in the stomach acid. Spores are able to make that journey and get to the intestines. And that's when they become alive, when they hit the intestines. So spore-based probiotics have this endospore shell around itself. And these spores were found in nature. They were found in our soil. Our ancestors used to eat spores on a regular basis because they would eat roots and tubers off the land, and they would get these bacillus strains, these spore-based bacteria, and they would eat them with their food, and they were meant to be consumed on a daily basis. And so what these spores are is they have this shell around itself, so it allows it to get to the intestines alive. And that's what's so cool. They're dormant when they're in their spores or in their spore state. It's not until they hit the intestines, they take that spore shell off, and that's when they go into their live vegetative cell state, where many probiotics on the market, you know, they say, oh, it needs to be, in order to be a good probiotic, it needs to be refrigerated. And I always think that's kind of crazy, because if it needs to be refrigerated, it means it can't withstand the room temperature of the store shelf. So they need to keep it refrigerated. So if it can't withstand the room temperature of the store shelf, how in the world would it ever survive your body temperature, which is 98.6? And the answer is it doesn't. And then if they do, even let's say they did survive the body temperature, then they get to that harsh environment of the stomach acid, and you know they're going to die there. And we've studied this, and we've studied, there's many studies, we do independent third party lab studies on survivability, and we know ours are surviving. They get there, and then that's when they become alive, when they hit the intestines. That's when they take their shell off and become alive. And that's really the biggest distinction, is that in order to be a probiotic, just defined as a probiotic, and to make a true change in the body, they need to arrive alive. And the majority of probiotics are not making that journey.
I love that you mentioned temperature control and regulation, because it's, I love talking about products and in different spaces. So yours also, it's really important to know that your skincare products need to also be stored at ambient temperature. And a lot of these third-party independent warehouses and fulfillment centers, they might not actually be temperature regulated. So skincare does need to be kept and stored at ambient temperature. So that's very important for you to know. So when you're purchasing products from Tina's Just Thrive and myself, we definitely take that all into account. And I love, one of the reasons I love your company is because you are a third-party independent lab testing company. Those are the types of supplement companies that I can get behind, because every influencer and Hollywood celebrity is creating their own line of skincare and hair, skin, nail supplements. So I'm curious, what's your opinion on that?
On the products that people are producing?
Like white label, private label. I'm just curious.
Well, we're just about research. You know, if you have a product that has research behind it, then that means something to us. So I just think it's important that we focus on products that have some research. And then it's hard, because small companies can't always do the research. And so it's kind of a tough situation. And a lot of times you do the studies, like we've done all these studies, but we can't, even though we've done the studies, we can't make the medical claims behind them, because you still can't make claims because it's a supplement. So, and so it's almost not justified for supplement companies to do it. But a lot of times the ingredients, even if the ingredients are really researched and studied and they're doing something different, I'm all about that. And I'm just, you know, I'm very into natural products as well. I think that's super important. We have to be really careful about what we put on our skin. Our skin is our biggest organ. So really important to be focusing on that.
Absolutely. And the best source for Just Thrive products is through the Just Thrive website. Have you ever seen any of your products end up on like Amazon or eBay? Like if you have, how have you dealt with that?
Yeah, well, we actually sell on Amazon as well. And we are in a whole bunch, I mean, we're in thousands of health food stores throughout the country. So We do see resellers on Amazon that are not supposed to and be prohibited. And you know what? Sometimes we've just had to buy the product back. It's terrible. But we haven't so far, knock on wood, seen any counterfeit products, thank God. So.
Yeah, I've unfortunately seen that. And you'd probably know who I was talking about if I told you, again, not registered third-party sellers that were selling counterfeit products. So when in doubt, I recommend going to an approved distributor or the manufacturer's website just to make sure. That's something I wanted to.
Oh, yeah. It's always better to go through our website. I could not. I mean, first of all, our website has so much education and research on there. We invest in that. And then just even talking to our customer service team, they're amazing, amazing human beings. I mean, I cannot tell you the kind of feedback we get from them because, you know, people want to understand why this is different. And I want to educate them. One of our core values of the company is empowerment. I mean, really, I just want to empower people to take control of their health. And the better they understand this, the better they're going to, you know, the more they're going to use the product and the more they're going to understand why it's helping them so much.
Absolutely. It was very, very well said. So speaking of research, I know you have a ton of research on your website. Number one, what is like your favorite place to direct people who are looking for research on your website? And also maybe speak to some of the research that you have on the importance of gut health and what areas of health the gut impacts.
Yeah. So I definitely would say if you go to the website to put in like leaky gut, and there's several write-ups on our leaky gut study, which is really groundbreaking. There is no other probiotic that has a leaky gut study. There's no other pharmaceutical that I know of that has a double-blind human clinical trial on leaky gut. So I would say that would be a great place to start on the website and just looking up leaky gut and looking at the different studies on that. That study was really profound because we took 100 college students who had that were healthy. You know, they had no issues. They had no underlying conditions, nothing like that. And tested them and found out that over 50%, like 55%, almost 60%, had a leaky gut and didn't know it. And these are young college students. So they estimate that the adult population, it's probably like 80% have a leaky gut and they don't even know it. So, and leaky gut, what's so dangerous about it is, and just to really briefly explain it, it's basically, there's like holes in the intestinal cell wall. So there's something called LPS toxins that are inside of our gut that are really not problematic. It's when those LPS toxins seep into the bloodstream through these holes in our intestinal cell wall, that's when we start seeing this inflammatory response. And the fact that after the study, they sent the college students home, placebo and a treated group, and the treated group came back, gave them a challenge meal. Who know? They have no other dietary or lifestyle modifications with this 30 days. We all know what college students are doing to their guts. So they they come back, give them a challenge meal, have the test. They have a 42% reduction in LPS toxins in the bloodstream. This is just after 30 days, 42% reduction in LPS toxins. But here's the scary part. The placebo group that did not get any of the spores, they saw a 32% increase in LPS toxins. So when you have a leaky gut, it's like this drippy faucet. Every day there's this drippy, it's a little bit of drip and you're like, oh, I could eat that. It's fine. I could eat that. It's fine. I could eat that. But then all of a sudden one day it just overflows. And so that's when people start getting autoimmune conditions, you know, eczema, psoriasis, they start getting allergies and, you know, all different kinds of health concerns, heart disease, diabetes, all these different health conditions are really all stem from that leakiness of the gut. I mean, even Alzheimer's, you know, there was a study that came out that the number one driver for Alzheimer's is LPS toxins seeping into the bloodstream. So it's so paramount to be taking care of our gut lining and sealing up that gut lining for overall health.
Absolutely. And when I was doing some biohacking gut health test kits, I started about 2 years ago down this rabbit hole, 2.5 years ago myself. And I thought I was super healthy, but I had the yellow and orange flags popping up in my gut, and my gut health was actually below average. And like, I eat well and healthy. Hubby's a pro athlete. We eat like organic foods and all sorts of stuff. I live on an island where I can go down the street and get farm fresh produce and meats, but I was eating the wrong foods for me. So I'm so grateful for companies like you that are making products to help people, and especially getting this information out to younger people so that when you hit your 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, you take care of the yellow and orange flags before they become red flags. And Tina, as soon as we hopped on the call, I took a look at your skin. I was like, wow, you look really healthy to me. Your skin looks really glassy. You have full hair, nice hairline. And so it does pay off looking after your health on the inside for better skin, hair, nails, and all of that.
Well, thank you. You are beautiful yourself. So you can tell you're doing good work.
I do a little bit. I do a lot to look after myself. Like, I thought I did a lot to look after myself before the pandemic and before going through the biohacking rabbit hole a number of years ago. And now it's like, okay, there's always something more to learn. So always have that inquisitive mind of just how we can continue to make our bodies feel better and how we can continue to be our most vibrant, radiant, and resilient versions. So like what you said, when we come across this like blip or we get exposed to things, our body's able to mitigate those stressors that happen. So I'd love to finish things off with talking about your Calm product. And I think that this is really important that we all find a way to find peace and calm. And for me, that was deleting Instagram. And I actually did that about a month ago and I had my second best month in my business. So I've just been able to take that time and put it elsewhere in a more focused way. So that's actually something getting off social has really helped me to remain more calm, hang out more on the podcast here, which is where I have fun. But tell me how you stay calm in your life and also how the Calm product can potentially help and how the gut and brain are connected and how your Calm product works.
Yeah. So I stay calm by doing several, I do a lot of deep breathing. I'm a walker. I love to walk outside. I also really practice gratitude. Gratitude is a huge, huge factor in my life. In fact, it's one of our core values of our company. And I just am a huge fan of gratitude. It just shifts your perspective. So, and that really does make you calm and just changes your focus. So, and then as far as our Just Calm product, this is really exciting. We actually haven't launched it yet. It should launch within the next couple of weeks. So, but it is a game changer. We launched it under a new sub brand called Joote, J-O-O-T. The J is from Just and the T is from Thrive. And then we put the double O's in between. We really want to make this a really special product in addition to our hero product, which is our probiotic. This probiotic strain that's in Just Calm is actually dealing with the external stressors that we deal with. So the traffic, the arguments with a loved one, the deadlines at work, the mounting, to-do list that we have, are all causing us so much stress. The news, everything around us is causing us this stress, these stresses. And there's really two sources of brain inflammation. And we know brain inflammation is what leads to cognitive dysfunction, whether it's anxiety, depression, whether it's Alzheimer's, dementia, those types of things. We know brain inflammation are the real offenders. And so one source of that inflammation are those LPS toxins that we talked about. The LPS toxins cause this inflammatory response. That inflammation can go to any of your organs and very likely the brain. And so that's one source of inflammation that's coming from these LPS toxins seeping into the bloodstream. The other source of inflammation is these external stressors that I just talked about. What those do is they create this, your HPA axis starts to get activated, then your body releases cortisol, and now you start having all this cortisol, elevated cortisol, which is causing all the stress. Well, this strain called Bifidolongum 1714 actually has been shown in studies to reduce that cortisol. It also is showing that it's increasing theta wave activity. So it's actually changing your brain wave activity, increasing theta wave activity, which puts you more into a flow state. And the studies are profound on this. So I think the problem is we as a society have had such difficulty with, dealing with anxiety and depression because we're focusing on anti-anxiety meds and SSRIs, and we're focusing on the brain when really the problem stems in the gut. A lot of our brain issues are stemming in the gut. Remember, all those neurotransmitters are produced in our gut, dopamine, GABA, serotonin. I mean, we need to be focusing on the gut. That is the key. And so this Just Calm product is focusing on, you know, taking care of the external stressors that we're dealing with. And the probiotic, the Just Thrive probiotic, deals with the LPS toxins. So the two of them together are this cognitive support bundle that are amazing.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Gina, for joining us here on the show. I look forward to having you back on. And we're actually going to be doing a session on the Beauty and the Biohacker podcast a little later this week with my good friend, Katie. And it's just always great to check in with you, see what's new in the Just Thrive arena. So I'm really excited about that Calm product. I'm actually going to be ordering some for myself too, because focusing on your brain health is really important right now, because your brain mediates everything. And if your gut helps to mediate your brain, we also need to start there as well.
Absolutely. So
do you have any closing words for being on the show here today, Tina?
You know, just to remind everybody to take control of your health, your beauty, your aging, just take control of it. Don't, you know, when I go to the doctor, I have my own list of blood tests that I want. We educate yourself and listen to great shows like yours, Rachel, and just empower yourself. And then I also just wanted to say, if you were going to, the Just Calm product, even though it's under a new sub-brand, it still is available at our website, which is justthrivehealth.com. Are you there, Rachel? Okay, I lost you for a second.
We're back. I have two different routers in my home. I actually have Starlink as well. So when something happens with one of my streams, Starlink will kick on, and that's decentralized internet and all that cool stuff. So,
oh, great.
I always have a backup, of course.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time today, Tina. It's just great to have you here. And again, I warmly invite everybody to check out Just Thrive. You can actually just check out the description of this episode or find all my favorites at rachelvarga.ca/favorites and use promo code VARGA15 to save 15% off of your next Just Thrive order, and let me know how these products are serving you. If you have any questions about anything we talked about today, please invite me. I invite you to email me at info@rachelvarga.ca, and I'm happy to answer your skincare questions, rejuvenation questions, and also ways that we can support our body, mind, spirit, and energy, because we are simply going to be our most vibrant, radiant, high vibe versions of ourselves when we focus on those body, mind, spirit, energy practices. And gut health is a huge part of the body, and then it trickles down into the mind and into the energy. And also what you mentioned about theta waves, I've had some wonderful meditative experiences getting into theta states, which is really wonderful. So I'm glad that you brought that up. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you again very soon, Tina.
Great. Thanks so much, Rachel.